You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Wake and Bake Show. My name is Andrew Pizzicalis, and I'm the CEO of Purple Haze Properties. And man, it's so great when I get up in the morning and I think about all the cool guests that we have on Purple Haze Radio. But today, I'm super, super blessed to have the daughters of legend, Crystal Baylor and Kim Brown. How are you ladies doing today?
Good.
Very well.
Kimberly, please.
Kimberly?
Yeah.
Oh, Kimberly. So you want the full,
yes.
The full Kimberly Brown.
Yes, excuse me. Yes.
See, that's what happens this morning.
I actually
when you
didn't know
big.
That.
Yeah.
I always call you Kim.
Wow.
Because I'm lazy. You know, I'm like, I don't want to go through Kimberly every time.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Let me tell you the reason why.
Yeah,
let me tell you the reason why. Let me tell you the reason why, okay?
Uh-huh.
My mom's name is Kim, okay? My godmother's name is Kim. And I have a sister by Kim.
I just found that out.
Wow.
So
yeah, week.
Now, I go by Kimberly because I don't want to be.
That must be.
That makes sense.
That can be confusing.
You know what I'm saying? So
Oh my God, that could be crazy confusing. Right?
Or a lot of egotistical people.
Especially when you're hanging around, and everybody's like, "Yo, Kim,"
and everybody
yeah,
turns
like,
around.
Going on? Everybody turns around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I was actually the original little Kim when I was. They called me little Kim.
Oh man. You're
like little Kimberly. Yeah, exactly.
I was the original little Kim.
I was the original little Kim. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They would call me little Kim.
Okay. All right.
Or else they would call me Kimberly or Brooke. Whatever. Whatever. Call me whatever you want. I'm Kimberly Brown, though, but I do have a sister by the name of Kim Brown.
So if little Kim's listening, she might be a little confused. She's like, who is this bitch talking about? I'm little Kim.
I'm the original.
I have not seen you on Instagram.
I'm the original.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
So, Crystal, you said Chris short for you then?
Or yeah, no? Chris. It's Chris. Easier. Crystal,
right,
I don't
so
care.
We got you. We got hey, no. We don't do hey you. That's a little too crazy. So, just for those that are not into athletic sports, why don't we just mention a little bit about what your legendary fathers did and the time and era that both of them rocked.
After slavery.
I love it.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, we got some
long
funny,
time.
Funny shit.
Yeah,
I wasn't even. I wasn't ready for this.
I love her.
This Wake and Bake show. Oh my God. I love when I have the ladies. It's like a whole new experience now. I love it. Chris, tell us about your dad.
My dad is Elgin Baylor. He used to play. I say used to play like it was recently. He's in the Hall of Fame. He played for the Los Angeles Lakers from 1958 to 1971. So he was actually with the Lakers when they were the Minneapolis Lakers, if anybody doesn't know that.
Minneapolis. Minneapolis.
Yeah, Minneapolis Lakers. They originally were in Minnesota, hence Lakers.
Now, I didn't even know that because I'm going to be honest. I'm not that big of a sports buff, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually not either.
I'm not either.
I got it.
I'm a food buff, but I'm not a sports buff either.
Yeah.
So that's fine with me.
You know, I'm a food buff too, though.
Mm-hmm. I saw your fridge. You know, I checked out your fridge before anything else.
We talked about this. I love quality grubbing, that's for sure.
Me too.
I'm a man of the barbecue.
Oh really?
I gotta throw down. It's like almost like a every weekend.
Really?
Thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have this whole habit of getting up, marinating meats, chicken, lamb, different things, whatever I feel like. Maybe sometimes some shrimps.
He has some shrimps.
So lobster.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking about.
Let's turn into a different type of shit.
Yeah.
Slow cooked, tri-tip, beef, all kinds of cool shit. To me, it's my therapy. A lot of people think like cooking is, and I don't do it all the time. So I guess if I did it all the time, I'd be sick of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But my duty is to make sure I barbecue on the weekends and make sure my ladies at home are well taken care of. Yes.
There's multiples?
My beautiful wife and my two lovely daughters.
Okay.
So, you know.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. So I have to have all my beautiful ladies in my life. But
that's awesome.
one is only 4 months old, and the other one is 2.5.
Oh,
4 months old!
Congrats!
Fresh
that's
off
awesome.
The gate.
Mazel tov!
Absolutely!
Yes!
Absolutely! Well, I'll tell you one of the things we do on the Wake and Bake show. So I'll ask each one of you: is what do you wake and bake, Chris, in the morning to? What song, if you were to throw on a little background while we talk about some things. What gets you going? What song, if I had to throw on
right
just,
now,
just on the cuffy, just something to throw out there. What's a Wake and Bake type song for you?
Something Marvin Gaye, I'm feeling right
oh,
now.
Oh, look yeah. at that. Mm. See, you never know.
Come Get to This or something
you
like that.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Marvin Gaye.
I want to hear this.
And he's
or Mumford and Sons. It changes all the time, so it can be different
things. So, Mumford and Sons actually, shout out, they're actually pretty good. We actually have some of their
love
concerts
them.
That we play on Purple Haze Radio.
Oh, great.
Now, Marvin Gaye, and I always do this, I check on Spotify about how many listens to the artist has. And Marvin Gaye has a whopping, okay, for Ain't No Mountain High Enough, 245 million listens.
What?
That is crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. Let's throw on a little.
That's not surprising.
A little Marvin Gaye. Shout out to the man who definitely had some massive soul in him. Mm, my God. Mm. Just unbelievable.
Yes.
Good dancer, too, right? And wasn't he part of the Commodores or something? Or am I right or no? Was he part
Marvin Gaye?
No. Was he or no? No, not at all, right? He was always,
unless if that's always, TMZ always, new news. As far as I know, the Marvin Gaye, I did not know he was part of the Commodores. I know Lionel Richie.
Richie.
Yeah, that's another black dude that was singing some music, you know?
I know that guy.
Yeah, that's right. I can dig it.
I get clouds.
I'm like, I did not know this
get
today.
Get him,
I love it.
New every day.
This is some funny shit today. Yes, you got to smoke up with me.
I was about to say, because I haven't even touched anything. I am normally.
She needs to wake and bake with me.
How do you
sure,
work this absolutely. Thing? You see, I'm actually not a connoisseur.
I'll light it for you.
I know. Me
oh, where do I put my mouth?
Right there.
Oh, okay. I don't want to get too high because then I'll forget where I am. I didn't even get anything.
Yeah, just give a call. There you go.
I get high very easily.
Now you're good. Little puff. It's like. Little puff. Oh yeah, absolutely. So, am I correct? There was a statue?
Yes. My dad had a statue unveiling. He got a statue at Staples Center, April 6th.
That was just the recently.
Yeah.
Then, like,
I think it's the 10th statue. I think it's number 5 for the Lakers.
Okay, so just because I haven't been down to the stadium. So when you go and walk in, they have a couple of statues.
It's right in front. Like, okay, sweet. They're all placed out in front of Staples Center.
Oh,
but
yeah, that's tight.
My dad's is like literally their Staples Center, and it's you can't miss it.
It's right in front.
Yeah,
it's right in front.
How cool is that?
For him, I'm just glad for him. It's a great honor. And I mean, he retired in 1971. He was in the Hall of Fame in 1977. So if you're thinking about all that time.
Wow.
Long time.
Wow, how awesome is that?
Mm-hmm.
And so many players.
And how old is he?
And so many players.
Just like your dad.
Yeah.
Right? And how many players have played since then? I mean, that's great. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you
I could Google it, but it's a lot.
No, like exactly. There's so many all these years.
Yep.
And he gets the statue. You know?
I know.
So that's killer.
Yeah.
I love
it's
it. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm happy mm-hmm. for him. It's a good thing.
Did you go to a lot of games when you were young?
Well, he retired before I was even born.
Oh, okay.
Wait, but you thought I was that old? I'm not saying 1971 times.
I'm not even trying to figure out mathematics mm-hmm. when I'm waking and baking.
I don't know how this interview is going to go now.
Oh, yeah. Rewind. Just smoke some other bud. You'll forget about it.
Then I'll forget.
Yeah, then you'll forget about it.
Yes.
Did you get hooked up, though? You always get to go to games and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, well, the other part of it is my dad was the GM for the Clippers for 22 years.
Okay.
So let's segue another LA basketball team.
Okay.
So I grew up going to Clipper games.
Okay.
So Laker games, I did not actually start going to until either... Well, actually, I saw the Lakers play when they played the Clippers until after my dad retired.
Okay.
Completely.
And is it like a totally different, you know, like feel when you're watching one game over another? You know, like a one team over another? Is it
well,
have
yeah,
a different
there's,
vibe? Like?
I mean, right now, there's certain teams that are just so exciting to watch just because they're just dynamic, you know, teams.
Okay.
So, of course. Some teams I'm like, you know, but I prefer actually watching on TV just because you can stop, get up, because I get fidgety. I can't sit through a whole game anymore. It's been many years. I'm kind of, you know,
I think a lot of people get fidgety.
Yeah, I just can't sit through them anymore without getting up and coming back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I haven't done that in a while. Sat through a whole game.
And Kimberly, your father, famous football player,
the legendary Jim Brown.
That is, and what was that like? Always having a football background? Were you always into games and sports, or were you not really into?
No, I wasn't. I was born in his acting career, so I know him as the actor.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, I know him as the actor.
Kim and I are the same age, so that's interesting.
Now, what kind of movies? Let's give a shout out. What kind of movies was Dad rolling in back in the day?
Dirty Dozen.
Okay.
The Dirty Dozen. Rancho Conchos. I think that's it.
I just watched it.
What was the movie you were just talking about when you were doing your interview? And you said your dad made some cameo thing.
Yeah. No cameo. He was in it. He was, God dang it.
Let's go on IMDb. I can't. Right.
It's the basketball movie.
Let's check out.
How long ago was it?
Let's do a search for your dad, Jim Brown. Let's see what comes up. Brown.
Something Toy Soldiers or something like that? Look. Click. Clear glasses.
Little.
Okay, starts with an L. Little.
No, it wasn't Little. Right. No, that's not the movie I'm talking about.
All right, so
Little Soldiers. All right,
so he's got. Let's go.
No, not Little Soldiers.
Known for Mars Attacks. That was a wild one.
Yes, I went to the premiere of that one too.
Any Given Sunday. Now that was a fucking animal film.
There you go. Boom.
The Running Man.
Yes.
I remember that back in the day. Yes. Did you ever see The Running Man?
No, I didn't.
For one of those like back in the day.
He was Fireball.
It was like Schwarzenegger, Stallone.
Oh wow.
And I'm saying, like, generally back then, the main superstars were, like, Stallone, Schwarzenegger, but, like, there was this little crew of guys that were always putting out these wild movies, but that was, like, one of his first movies that came out was The Running Man, and it was actually pretty good. And then The Dirty Dozen, 1967.
The famous one is...
54 credits. Old School Gangsters.
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Draft Day. Oh, really?
Wow. Yes.
I love that one.
Yes.
I remember that because I remember there in the beginning of the film, this funniest thing about like some dude that died from OG, from over gold.
Yes.
Wearing too many chains.
Yes. Sorry,
I remember that shit.
I never heard that before.
Do you remember my dad? Do you remember which one he was?
Oh no, that I can't. That doesn't.
Okay,
that
you.
Doesn't
okay, really I'm. Gonna, I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you. They shot me in my big toe.
Oh yeah, no, that's wild. Now I gotta shout out to all you millennials and everybody out there listening to Purple Haze Radio, wherever you're on around the world. That is a wild ass old school fucking movie that you guys gotta throw.
It was the Wayans. The Wayans made that one.
They came out with that one, and then like CB4, and there were all these other like spin-off movies from that movie that was actually like pretty funny and stuff.
Really? I didn't see those.
I remember. So your dad says Dream Street, Sideliners, Animal, Sucker Free City, She Hates Me.
These are the most recent.
Yeah. Soul Food TV series. Ooh. Now, what's that about? Do you remember what that was about?
No, I don't.
I heard about that. I just never got into watching it.
I don't think I saw that either.
New Jersey Turnpikes.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It says right here. It just keeps going down. Ooh. I remember him from the A-Team. That was what I remember him from.
Nice.
That's out of control. I remember him from 1986. Oh, wow. T.J. Hooker. I remember, and he was in Knight Rider. And Chips. Look at that. Your dad was in some of the wild shows back in the day that everybody was watching.
Yeah.
Not only was he on one, he was on one, two, three of the Chips shows. Did he ever ride a motorcycle?
Not that I've seen.
That'd be some wild shit, right? Holy cow, there is a lot of stuff, though. That is great. I mean, wow, it just keeps going and going and going. If you guys get a chance, check out IMDb and look at since 1964 till now.
When did your dad retire?
I believe in 1966.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay.
See, don't quote me.
Both of you.
Because I know in the summit took place 1967.
Having such legendary dads that were so legendary back then, just like Jimmy, like we have with Purple Haze Properties, mm-hmm. that even after all these people that have gone into those same fields, look at the impact that those gentlemen made. And yeah. I truly believe, because I do, you know, we have, you know, Jimmy's brother and his kids and family part of the company. Mm-hmm. We've always inspired, and we also have James Brown's, mm-hmm. you know, grandson mm-hmm. Jason, part of Purple Haze. And we also have Old Dirty Bastards family. So there's a lot of legacies mm-hmm. where I deal with the kids.
Yes.
Literally. Like, seriously, like I deal with all of them, whether it was the son, the daughter, the cousin. And a lot, I believe, and I don't give a shit what anybody says, mm-hmm. shit like that's in the genetics. You know what I mean?
What
like,
shit?
Hopefully
you're not talking about athletic shit.
I'm talking about... Just they had this suaveness, this something that was about inside of them that glowed mm-hmm. because of what their parents inspired.
Yes, exactly.
Not the fact that you would be athletic or anything like that, because most of Jimmy's kids, they don't do anything with music. Do you know what I'm saying?
They're all basketball players?
But, yeah, I would think so, right? I wish if they were tall enough, maybe they would be. I don't think they're that tall.
Oh.
You know, but Jimmy was a short dude.
You know what? I did not know that.
Yeah, Jimmy was pretty short. I would say not really one of those tall homies for sure.
How tall was your dad?
Tom Cruise size. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh wow, really?
Yeah, he was not really.
Oh, that's
but
short.
He was so powerful.
Oh yeah.
When he played, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was so like so
that was
like
his
that.
Power.
You know?
It was
yeah.
his power.
Kimberly, what are you? What song are you popping with? What am I throwing on for you?
You know, I'm just gonna keep it on Marvin Gaye. Like, I just want to hear.
We,
on him.
We got it.
You know, I did some research
mood for the day.
We got you did on Marvin Gaye?
Yeah, I did.
What
I
did you research?
It. I was researching his life and his background and why he died and how he died and
it's crazy how he died.
Yeah.
How did he die?
His dad was it?
His dad,
I think it was
yeah.
in D.C. Right? He went to live with his parents again, I believe, because mm-hmm. of the tax issues that he had. And his dad shot him.
Yeah.
To
death.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
His dad shot him to death in his house.
His dad
wow.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
was, what,
wow.
84? 80?
But you know what? But I read something where, and don't quote me, but I read something where, like, he wanted to die. And it's like he asked
yeah,
his
I
dad.
That too.
Yeah. He asked his dad to kill him.
Yeah.
Really? So, yeah.
I don't know either. I don't know.
But I'm going to tell you who knows. I'm going to tell you who knows.
Tell me who knows.
Mr. Jim Brown knows.
Mr. Jim Brown,
yeah.
Jim Brown knows.
All the secrets, all the keys.
Elgin Baylor does not know.
So
yeah.
why don't we get into a little bit about the the concept that you guys put together, Daughters of Legends. Like, what inspired you guys forming that together, maybe explain what that is, and then there are other two members of the group, essentially,
okay.
right?
Yes. Okay, so what inspired it was, you know, I came up, you know, with the title Daughters of Legends, and I didn't have the concept yet. And, you know, I went to go talk to my dad about it, and I told him, you know, I want to create a show. It's called Daughters of Legends. And he said that he loved it. And that was the first time I ever heard my dad said he loved anything. So I'm like, God damn, like, all right, then, you know, this is how it's going to be. You know, this is what I'm going to go after, and this is what I'm going to achieve. And he was the motivating factor. You know, I was going to do it anyway, but, like, he just pushed me, like, forward so hard.
And were you guys...
Light years.
Were you guys close friends or anything? Or did you say to yourself, oh, I'm going to reach out, like, Jim Brown, that's who I thought somebody in your head, like, boom, that's one I want with the group? Or what exactly went down? How did this formulate?
How it went down is I just started doing a lot of research and making connects and reaching out to different ladies. I didn't have, like I said, I didn't have the concept and I didn't know what I was looking for yet. But I knew that at the end I was going to have the right team.
Sure.
And what really inspired it was, you know, my dad, you know, back in 1967, there was a Muhammad Ali summit. And Muhammad Ali was drafted to the Vietnam War at that time. And he chose that he didn't want to go because he didn't believe in the war, one, and two, it was against his religious beliefs. So my father, being really good friends with Muhammad Ali, called all the top black athletes at the time. And okay. They went to Cleveland, and they held a press conference, and they told him, you know, we're going to have his back. And they took it all the way to the Supreme Court and won.
Now, was your father there at that time? But one of the guys that daughters of the group was, right?
Yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar. So that's we have great. Habiba Alcindor. So shout out to Habiba.
Hey, Habiba.
Hey, Habiba. So, yeah, so I called a couple of daughters from the Muhammad Ali Summit, and I put it together, and I brought, you know, I call myself a connector.
Okay.
I connect people. That's what I do. I connect people. I'm a connector. So I just, like, connected everyone, you know? And
then the fourth is?
The fourth.
Marley.
Yes. Yeah. Makeda Marley. Shout out to her. Love you. Love you, boo.
I haven't met her yet, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be fun when everybody's all together.
Yeah, yeah,
that'll be
yeah.
awesome.
That's I'm saving that
and
one.
Each one has their own, essentially, special cause, right?
Or yes.
they,
yeah.
That you guys really want to emphasize
mm-hmm.
as the importance of uniting each of you and,
yes.
and mm-hmm. empowering. Right?
Yes, yes, definitely empowering.
Empowering, you know, people generally.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
So, what is the causes? Let's talk about it.
Mine is mental health.
I love hers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mental health.
I love hers.
Mental health.
And it is a big problem in worldwide. I mean.
Well, right. Yeah, of course.
For many reasons.
And then also for veterans.
That's great.
Yeah, specifically.
Shout out to our
you
vets.
Know, yes, yes, absolutely.
And hopefully, yeah. you know, hopefully they'll change this ridiculous oxymoron of the fact that this medicine, which can help so many people, this herb
mm-hmm.
That vets go to war to defend their country and fight it for their rights and this. You think when they come back, the most important thing to them was their sidearm, right? You would think, like, you mm-hmm. know, because that was something that guided them through and, you know, and they deserve to have that, I would think.
Yes,
but if they choose to smoke marijuana, they can't. They have to give up that sidearm.
Yeah,
that's what's such a crazy thing. But it's okay for them to take, you know, Oxycontin,
all that other stuff,
and all this stuff to get them super addicted on shit.
Yep, exactly. Know?
And shout out to all the grow vets of Colorado, and the guys doing their thing, forming groups in Nevada and California, grower vets all over the country, just saying fuck it, I don't need my gun. But I'm going to take that herb because I'm not going to take that other shit. And I'm going to try to get my life turned around.
Exactly.
With something that God put in a plant that had all these great genetics put in the ground. And it kept growing like a fucking weed. You know, because it is a weed.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't matter what climate. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Nagasaki bomb, whatever it is. That shit still grows back. You know. So, you know. It's sad that that is, and I hope you create a lot more awareness, and hopefully things will change.
It's a long road, but you got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere,
and mental health too, man. And some of those fucking pills, man.
Oh god,
psychotic, crazy effects. You start thinking you feel better, and then what happens? You stop taking
it.
I don't need to take it no more.
Yeah.
And then what happens? You could have a psychotic, like a crazy episode where you're not even in control.
Oh my gosh.
It's true, right?
Yeah, it's possible depending on what meds you're taking for what.
It's
gosh.
True, yes. You know,
that's why I stay away. That's why I stay away.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah.
It is really scary.
But I think you should have the right to have an option.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So,
and that's definitely going to go into...
It's your body, so your choice.
And then, Kimberly, why don't you talk about your cause?
Well, I was going to just transition into this with Makeda. Like, Makeda's cause, Makeda Marley's cause, is to legalize marijuana all over. the whole United States federally.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, she's already been, you know, out there doing that and having her voice being heard. So, yeah. So that will go hand in hand.
Well, I think with all the girls, I was talking to Kim, I don't know if it was a couple of weeks ago, about all of our platforms, and I said, you know, we all kind of piggyback off of each other.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's all connected.
It is all connected.
Yeah. So
yeah, you're not all going to actually, and let's clarify this,
mm-hmm.
When you guys do the show here with Purple Haze Radio, it's not like they're all going to be on the show at the same time. It's
That's
highlighting
mm-hmm.
each one's.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
they're together, sometimes they're solo bringing on guests, but it's them forming a network and a voice,
mm-hmm.
and a voice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And utilizing our media through a cannabis lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to all our cannabis smokers out there.
Yes.
Taking
yes.
that medicine.
Helping, absolutely.
Helping heal themselves.
Yes.
And it's crazy because all those different states like Washington State and Colorado and all these places that went recreational, you see opiate use down by like 30%.
30%?
30%.
You know what?
That's a lot.
And you know what? Let me just say this. The president, right? President Trump right now is trying to address this opiate problem.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So maybe this president would be open, you know, to federally legalizing marijuana. You know what I'm saying?
I think if he ever did it was because it'd be a money move more than anything for him.
Hey, it don't even matter what the move is.
Yeah,
it don't matter, but it makes
absolutely.
Sense. It's good. It's good yeah. branding. It's good marketing.
Absolutely.
You know? So
I mean, the whole point is we want to help people.
Absolutely.
And that's most important. We're
yeah.
trying to work
yeah.
together
to do that.
To do it on a bigger scale.
And
exactly.
To inspire people to do that too. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. To actually, like, you see someone in a mental health condition or someone in a bad condition, most people would, you know, honestly just not even give a fuck, not even probably want to help or
of
this.
Of course, yeah.
You know,
because
yeah.
that's the way you're kind of programmed in life.
Mm-hmm.
If you inspire even one person, right, who
mm-hmm.
listens here
mm-hmm.
and does like a nice deed like that and takes care of somebody or tries to help out someone with a mental issue or maybe help seek if they need, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The guidance. And if you could, is there any like signs or things or advice, let's say, you would give to a parent if they were recognizing clues that maybe something is wrong?
Oh, absolutely.
And what would you as an advice, let's say, to throw out there, what would be some things you would, let's say, give as signals that parents might want to look out for?
Yeah, I mean, isolation,
okay.
not talking a lot. Of course, there's signs like as far as physical harm, you know, look for
oh, wow.
self, you know, that's one thing you definitely want
wow.
to look for. And that's because
wow.
I can hide that and kind of, you know, and I dealt with that,
now, is that
growing up. So
is
it's
that, is that
definite
that,
signs.
It's really this, I've heard about this cutting thing
yes.
where people literally like
yes.
take razor blades and cut into themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it because they want to feel an extra pain outside of what they're feeling, or is there?
It's more of like, it's like when people who do drugs, I think it's the same type of euphoria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
really?
And it could be different for everybody, but
so oh, okay. But there
I mean,
is,
you know,
there is those that actually do it, and it's literally based out of feeling euphoria.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah.
interesting.
It'd get a high, it'd get to a different
wow.
place, it releases pain
mm.
by causing pain.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Releasing pain by
causing
pain.
Pain.
I need a bong hit for that one. That's like, wow, that was a little heavy right there. Holy cow. What are you thinking?
I saw
Kimberly's face. She's like kind of like looking out. She's like, what was on your mind? What were you just thinking?
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that. You were saying that it releases pain, but it causes pain.
Yeah, releasing pain by causing pain.
By causing pain.
Yeah. Wow. That is interesting. And your cause, Kimberly?
Is actually, one is single mothers, helping out single mothers in business and as well as education. So they have two different paths that they can choose.
Now education just for
higher learning,
self higher learning.
Yeah, college, just, university level.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Sure,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes. I want to. What I want to do is called. It's called Mothers en Route, and it's. I want to have these women that have graduated high school that are single mothers, and you know if they can get their 2-year degree at a community college, I will and continue to hold a certain GPA. Certain
okay.
standard GPA.
Sure.
Then I would want them. I would fully fund them to go to college.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great.
So, and then I would also want to set up internships during the summers. You know, and for them to get job experience and to partner with companies to hire them on and things like that. So, and then I just want them to focus on their children, and I want them to focus on school. Because I was a single mother. I went to Baylor University, graduated from there with a business marketing and management degree. And I was very lucky that my father paid for my education.
Now, there
me
is,
too.
Now,
yeah.
It's not like it's just coincidental, right? We're not talking about a school. Oh, a school is named
I did
after
not know that you went to Baylor.
Too, right?
Oh, no. I went to Baylor.
We never actually had this conversation because when I was listening, I said, wait a minute, you went to Baylor.
Is that named after your dad or no? I'm just curious.
First of all,
like a weird
he's like 100 years old, but not 400.
Okay. Okay.
Although Baylor, I think, has only been there like 100-something years, but he ain't that old.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Again, I get clowned out. I love it.
Walking like Thriller, getting his statue.
I'm the stoner.
Apparently right now I am too.
You're on my wake and bake show for sure. You know, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm always waking and a bacon. Bacon on the grill.
That's so kosher.
Yeah, you know. Oh, no, it's very non-kosher.
That was like sarcasm.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's great. I was like, mm-hmm. You know what? I'm not used to, it's almost like when I used to live in the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
I was more used to catching up with people that were more wittier, let's say, you know, sarcastic, you know. But I've had so many stoners on, I haven't had that flair. You know what I mean? So now I'm like, I was caught off my guard today, this morning. It's
because
great.
I'm kind of, well, not on your level, but I'm getting there in the sense that I'm a little, I thought for a second he was like saying, I used to have witty people who were sarcastic. I was like,
what?
I was about to say, Kim. I was like, no, that's literally how I heard it. But because I am not there yet, I took a second and said, Chris, wait for him to finish the sentence. And then he said, haven't had for a while.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh.
You know. I got to be
polite. My eyes started twitching a little bit. I started getting an eye twitch.
You can check that out on camera. I didn't get smacked there.
I know. It was just a motion.
It was good sound effect, though.
Yeah, I tried.
It worked out great.
Yeah, I think it worked out.
So, any of the family members get into the athleticness, though? Do you have brothers and sisters, either of you?
I have a half-brother, half-sister. I mean, we all played... we didn't grow up together. There's a huge age difference. Moms.
Same with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty common.
Yes.
But they played like I did, junior high school, but not dad. That was dad's thing. That was dad's thing. So
sure.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have websites, Instagrams?
Oh yeah.
Any things you guys want to shout out, let everybody know about?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. It's Chris. Now this is the tricky part because my name is Crystal, but my mom spelled it. Okay, I'm going to call my mom out. She was watching Dynasty. Okay, now we're going way back.
Shout out
so
to
we have
Dynasty.
Any older listeners.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dynasty, Crystal Carrington.
I know that one.
And you know how I learned this?
Dallas.
I learned this at like 9 years old. I was reading a TV guide, like an actual TV guide. Nobody's done that in a while, have they?
No.
Okay.
No.
And let me finish the story. So therefore, I saw Crystal Carrington, and what I saw was my name. I didn't even see times, anything.
Uh-huh.
And I said, that's spelled just like me. And I never met anybody who had their name spelled like I did.
That's great.
And then I read it on, I see Dynasty. Then I asked my godmother, may she rest in peace, and she said, oh, yeah, we were in the, right before you were, you know, after you were born, we're in the hospital room, and we were watching Dynasty. We're like, oh, that looks, sounds nice.
Wow.
And she was trying to make it sound like, oh, like she came up with it. It was all bourgeois. I was like,
Well, she got the fancy name back then.
Yeah.
What was like the elite.
And it's very 80s, I think. I think it's an 80s.
If you watch that show back then, it was by at least like huge, this like rich family and all this crazy.
Rich white family. That's why I was like, okay. First of all, you know, mom, you're watching that show. I'm like, okay, this is where I'm going.
She was ahead of the game. She was ahead of the game.
Ahead of the game.
Ahead. Shout out to mom. That was fucking
great.
Yeah,
mom. Love you, mom.
Okay, so tell everybody to the stoners, what's your Instagram?
Oh, Chris, K-R-Y-S, Baylor. That's it.
That's it. And then is there any websites or Twitters or any kind
well,
of
and
et
Facebook,
et
the same, Chris Baylor 22. That was my dad's number, my favorite number.
Oh, yeah.
K-R-Y-S, though, you know, that's the part that gets tricky.
Okay.
And Twitter the same? It's all the same. It's very easy to find me.
Nice.
Very
nice.
Easy. As long as you spell K-R-Y-S correctly.
Any organizations you want to shout out to or anybody, even close homies, friends, whoever?
Oh, man, that was a lot. Can I get back to that question? I was like, wait a minute. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of organizations. My mom has a few. I can't even remember the names of them.
Okay.
So you're going to have to follow me and probably find that on my page.
Track her down.
Yeah, track me down, and then that would be easier.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kimberly.
Yeah. Yes.
Any Instagrams, websites, et cetera, shout-outs to anyone?
Shout-out to my children here with me tonight.
Nice.
Yes.
Beautiful
yes,
children,
yes.
By the way.
Thank you. Thank
Good
you.
Looking
thank
kids.
You.
Don't get
thank
ahead
you.
Like your mama.
Oh yeah.
Like your mama.
Okay.
It's all right.
I want them to be just like me.
They look like you, honey.
The grandfather's a fucking beast. What do you expect, right? They got to follow in the genetic footsteps.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
There.
You can follow me on Instagram at Kimberly.B.Brown.
Kimberly B. Dot Brown.
Snapchat. I go on rant, so if you like to hear me speak.
Yeah, she does. I have to take a break.
That's fun.
Take a nap in between her stuff so I can say I read
it
all. Because she'll ask you, too. Did you read what I said? I'll be like, yeah. In three parts. Roots was
and
shorter.
We'll end up having a page up for the Daughters of Legends where you'll get to check out all of the shows that they'll be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then check it out on Facebook Live. And then you guys, tell your friends all about the different cannabis talk shows that we have at 4:20 a.m., 7:10 a.m. during the oil hour, 4:20 p.m. We also have High Noon, a bunch of cannabis talk shows, and look forward to Daughters of Legends. And then we've got the Wake and Bake Show, and you have Jason Brown's Legacy Show, and you can check out all the different cannabis shows that we have on Purple Haze.
Yes.
-radio.com, the word dash, Purple Haze, the word dash, radio.com, where you get 24 hours of music, cannabis talk shows, live concerts at 7 o'clock during the oil hour from Led Zeppelin to Pearl Jam to whoever it is, and we've got new talent that we put on the radio station, so definitely check us out. Download the app, tell your friends, and check out Purple Haze Radio on Dash Radio. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Then just before we cut out, my question is, ladies, indica, sativa, hybrid, what's your favorite of the three, personally, if you had to give a choice?
She's smiling at me because she knows I don't know how to answer the damn question. I'm all like,
I'm going to go indica.
I don't know.
So indica would be in the couch, right? And then sativa would be your like pickup type thing. And that, you know, get you up to cleaning and be, you know, more cerebral.
Well, nothing's going to get me to clean it.
Yeah, exactly, right.
That's a miraculous
right?
drug.
Yeah.
It's like Moses walking across the thing that he did.
That ain't happening.
No cleaning here.
That's good, right?
Okay.
Or hybrid, a blend of the both.
Actually, I like a blend.
All right. Blend.
I'm asking my boyfriend who's actually here. And he owns a barbecue joint, by the way. So what do I...
Shout out to the barbecue joint. Where is the barbecue joint? Texas Best Barbecue.
Laurel Canyon and Riverside.
Laurel Canyon and
Riverside.
So if
Texas Best Barbecue.
Texas
great.
And if you come to
Kim's
the
eating there.
Yes,
if you come
love
to
it.
The recreational state of California, what you're gonna go do is you're gonna go down to one of these dispensaries. You're gonna get fucking tons of little edibles and this and everything. And you're gonna fucking get high as fuck and you're gonna think to yourself, oh my god, I want delicious barbecue.
Absolutely.
And what are you gonna do? Where are you going to go?
You're going to Texas Best Barbecue.
It's
the bomb. In Valley Village, California.
Andrew, you said you like to barbecue. You gotta check it out.
I wanna say that. Yeah, we're gonna do a little barbecue swapping.
That would be awesome.
I'm gonna come down my little thing, swap it out with you. We'll see what's up. I'll come enjoy and bring some of my
Kim
friends.
Kim comes to hang out. So, you know, you want to see us, we'll be hanging out there sometime.
She has a
tri-tip sandwich.
Thank you so much, ladies, for coming on the show again. And check out all the different things we got going on. Check it out. Come on Facebook. And check out these shows on Facebook Live. Hope you guys had a wonderful day, evening, wherever you are in your world, wherever you go in your car. Just remember, when you get up in the morning, even if the day is really hard for you and you're like, man, I fucking can't believe I got to work, or you got this boss or somebody that's really fucking you up in the head, just remember, at some point in time, you're going to get a break or you're going to get to go home and you get to smoke some weed. Thank you. My name is Andrew Pitsikalis. I'm the CEO of Purple Haze Properties. You guys have a lovely and blessed day, and we'll talk to you soon.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.